down and down into the center of the earth, connecting your energy with the earth energy, the energy of Gaia, the mother, breathing that into the cells of your body. And then taking that energy up and out through the crown of the head to connect with cosmic energy of the sun, the stars, the universe, the planets. And breathing that energy down and into the body, centering in the highest vibration that you can access in this present now moment. And when you're ready, opening your eyes.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Megan, if you're sitting in your office and you just started the recording. Thank you. I sent a chat that said, please start recording or yeah. And that was for Megan. And I just did my best to type to cut and paste the question for tonight because it's quite an interesting slant on mastery. And I'm not allowed to paste for some reason. So we will just refer to it. I will read it once. And then it's one of those that was really interesting when the council decided to do this. I questioned it because I said, you know, this is kind of like looking at stuff that, you know, especially close to the holidays, most people don't want to be looking at this kind of stuff, do we? We want a little bit of the little kids inside of us want to be looking at this, the happy part. And they said, well, it's not an unhappy part. It's the part that you're completely comfortable with owning that is perhaps shadow, that is shocking to you, that you actually are comfortable with as part of yourself as a master. And so it's been really interesting for me to sit with this over the week. And so the examples that they gave were, I'm shockingly comfortable with my degree of self-discipline. Now, obviously, they said it could be that you're over-disciplined. Maybe you exercise 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. That could be shockingly comfortable for you. I'm shockingly uncomfortable with my unwillingness to risk others' displeasure if I speak my truth. I'm shockingly uncomfortable with my willingness to pretend like I like some like people who I honestly don't like. I'm shockingly comfortable with my current level of skill or knowledge in what I profess as my expertise. I'm shockingly comfortable with my belly, my sloth, my ability to ignore deceit, my jealousy, my greed, my tolerance for others' hunger, others' misfortunes, as long as I and mine are okay. I'm shockingly comfortable with corruption, and we can substitute any other issue here like social or economic injustice or homelessness or racism or anything in the world. I'm shockingly comfortable with betrayal I have done to others. I'm shockingly comfortable with my loneliness. I'm shockingly comfortable with disconnection from my friends, my family, etc. Community would be another one we could throw in there. Exploring this theme together allows us to examine various new topics within our knowledge of both personal mastery and collective mastery. And so our first round will be a 3-minute sharing of the answers to the theme and why each of us feels we can be comfortable with whatever it is that we say we're comfortable with and why. So it's pretty edgy. And if we collectively, again, if we decide we don't want the recording going out to the larger community, we can make that decision. And the way that decision is made is if even one person is uncomfortable, we do not put the recording out. Then we have two choices. We can either distribute the recording amongst those of us on the call if everybody agrees. And if we don't all agree, then we just trash the recording and enjoy the experience. So as you're going through this, it helps you to decide how frank, how raw, how real, how unintellectual and rather personal you choose to be about this whole thing. So do we have, oh, there we go. Preeti, thank you. Did you just type that in or were you able to cut and paste? Oh, thank you so much. Okay, who would like to go first? Zara, thank you.
Oh, I wasn't even muted, so that's really perfect. So I'm going to take a slight detour just because of something I've been thinking about lately, which is I've made it a commitment to own my shadow by being by noticing whatever comes up in my experience and owning it as mine and owning it as me. Because if I'm to take on this idea of oneness, then that is the truth. And I've been using as my marker or my barometer. I forgot to set my timer. When I'm in my light and love and joy, I feel a certain vibration internally. And then I notice when experience comes along that takes me out of that in some way or another. And then I'm just witnessing my judgments, my uncomfortableness, all these things. But I did recently encounter one that is really hard for me to own. And that is somebody sent me an article today on ending human trafficking, sex trafficking and all that kind of stuff. And they were going into detail about how, you know, the corruption and everything that's causing this to become even in the last decade, even worse in terms of an industry that's being utilized on the planet at this time. And I sat with that and I'm like, okay, how do I own that as my shadow? And the only thing I could really come up with was using Ho'oponopono, the vibration of forgiveness and owning. And sometimes in that practice, I've looked at my ancestors or any energies that I'm associated with that have been part of that, or even in my own, maybe in past lives, parallel lives, any moment of any time that I've contributed toward using other humans in some way or another, and working with a forgiveness process on that. So that's the best I could do. So that's what I'll conclude with. Thank you.
Thanks. Why don't we just raise our hands and whoever finishes can call on the next person. So who would like to go next? And then we can start using that as our forward process. Thank you, Zara. That's a big one. And it just gets right to the bone. Stella, thank you.
So I will also preface this by saying that I realized last week that as long as I was unable to accept my family heritage, in a sense, I was still at war with myself. And so I've been on this sort of doing deeper shadow work. And in an effort to play the game as it's been outlined for us, being the master that I am, I am shockingly comfortable with my capacity for self-neglect. I'm shockingly comfortable with my ability to not move my body intentionally for a minimum of 15 minutes a day, even though the day has 24 hours. Somehow I manage to spend all that time not moving my body in any intentional way. And I'm shockingly comfortable with that. I'm shockingly comfortable with with my ability to ignore my mother's nagging and criticisms and judgments about my body and the state of my skin and whatever else she's in the mood to criticize. I'm shockingly comfortable with how, apart from the fact that my parents are living with me, this pandemic has been not a big departure from my everyday pre-pandemic life. I mean, I do a lot of my work online, and I'm shockingly comfortable with the fact that I might be a closet hermit. And maybe that's something that I should explore when the pandemic ends. I do miss hugs and people touching me, people I want touching me. I don't miss random strangers touching me. That's like a so nice not to have to deal with random strangers and have my groceries delivered. I'm shockingly comfortable with, I am shockingly comfortable with with some, not all, with some of the suffering of other people, if it's not in my day-to-day reality. And I'm sure there are other things I'm shockingly comfortable with that we'll bring up in the next round. Who would like to go next? Pretty.
Thank you, Stella. As being a master, I'm shockingly comfortable with my with the pace that I'm going right now, which is slower, which is more forgiving of myself. I'm able to forgive myself for failures. Failures in the sense the task that I set myself up to do. I'm not beating myself up anymore for one or two tasks that I'm unable to do. I'm shockingly comfortable with my level of tolerance that has even more expanded to the dramas of life, the day-to-day dramas. It doesn't bother me as much as it used to do. I feel like an emotional detachment to a lot of relationship that is shocking to me. I'm shockingly comfortable with that distance, yet being able to nurture love, give and take love in those relationships. I'm shockingly comfortable with, to what Stella mentioned, to some extent, for other people's suffering or other people's drama in their own life, that doesn't affect me as much as it used to do before. I'm just being able to appreciate from a newer perspective, from a much larger perspective of life, and I'm able to consider everyone as masters and not have the burden of solving others' problems, which is a big difference for me and how I used to approach things before. And I'm shockingly comfortable with the amount of sleep that I'm getting. long or short, whatever it is, I'm comfortable with it. I was glad Megan mentioned before that she couldn't sleep a wink, and that's exactly what happened two nights before. I mean, the whole night I couldn't sleep, and I'm shockingly comfortable with, I was okay with that the whole day after. So it was a strange experience for me. I still couldn't sleep last night that well, and I'm still better. It is not hanging up on me or drawing my energy levels down. So I'm glad with all of this has happened. I'm enjoying my life better. Thank you. Who would like to go next? Yes, Jen.
So I'm shockingly comfortable checking out. It's my biggest weakness in life. Astrologically, I got 8 airs out of 12. And so I've always been that way. I can recall in grade school, even the teachers thinking I was hard of hearing because I was checked out. It causes, you know, there's an upside to that is I have an incredible ability to grab a lot of information from other realms or whatever, but in the same regard, I can just kind of go there and vacation or whatever. And it causes me to probably be more slothful than I should be because I'm checked out, you know? And I don't know how to explain that. It's just something that's always been a part of me. It's like I used to even watch TV with my head turned to the side. I was kind of checked out even while I was watching television, if you can believe that. But, you know, what it does is it causes me not to be able to recognize things in my world and my surroundings that I should be taking care of and doing a better job of seeing. So that's kind of in a nutshell. That's what I'm really comfortable with. I've always been pretty comfortable about expressing my opinions, but on the contrary, lately, after the election, I found out, even though I live in a blue area of the country, there's a lot of red people around, and boy, they get really quiet when you speak up and do a victory dance or anything like that. So I've kind of gotten kind of uncomfortable in some regards to that, but I'm still pretty comfortable about speaking my opinion or my piece on things. So I guess in a first round nutshell, that's what I have to share. So who would like to go next? Tammy.
Well, I've gotten shockingly comfortable with having less expectations of myself. And being able to relax more and not have to think I need or should do things to please other people. Or to appear, I guess, in a certain way, which was stressing my organs out to have to put forth energy in a certain way. And now I feel I'm more comfortable with laying back. And I find I'm getting more comfortable with giving people the space they need to be who they are and do what they are without judging or feeling uncomfortable in any way about it. I'm shockingly more comfortable with establishing my boundaries with more clarity. And not having to say a lot, but if asked, I will say a few words to voice my opinion, my perspective, without going into it, unless they ask me for more. I'm also seeing others more and more as parts of myself. And so how would I respond to a part of myself that's in front of me who I think is either more advanced or less advanced? If I have a judgment, it's like if I see them as a part of me, how do I respond as if it was my inner child in front of me? And so how would I respond to that person or that what I am observing? And so that requires actually it's like an admiration for what presents itself. I'm also I'm shockingly comfortable with my level of self-indulgence. indulging in food, coziness, drink, friends I want, and what I feel like doing on a daily basis. It is wonderful to have me relax even more in myself and drop more expectations. Thank you. Who would like, Christine, would you like to go next?
Mute, okay, yeah. So, so I would say that I am shockingly comfortable with listening to my guidance, my intuition, that I'm able to speak the truth when it's time to speak it, and able to, I'm shockingly comfortable with picking the right time. You know, there were times where I felt like I had to say something either before or after the right time or whatever. So I'm really listening. And I just had a situation today where I thought, yes, this I want to share this tonight, because I'm shocked and shockingly comfortable with listening under pressure, when I in the past might have overridden my intuition and just gone ahead with whatever, you know, was on the plan. So I'm also shockingly comfortable with being able to speak up and, you know, listen to my own experience. It's if that person is a part of myself, I think I'm shockingly comfortable with saying, well, what part would that play in myself? And then also shockingly comfortable with setting the boundaries at this time in my life, and being very clear about that, being very clear about my intentions, and being able to see when listening to the dreams and the guidance is a big part of that too, to be able to hear the, you know, how it sometimes I might have overridden it or not heard it, and then listening to that and saying, yes, I really want to listen and go forward with that. So thank you. Let's see. Who else is Diane? Yes.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody. Boy, this is really interesting how we've managed to weave both the things that are really positive and the things that we might judge differently than positive. And I love this. It's richer than I thought it might be. I am shockingly comfortable with being in, I think I've described this on a couple of calls, not everybody would have been on all of these because some of them are the journeys of mastery. After I had that fall in the parking lot a couple months ago and really was injured badly, I asked a couple of metaphysicians that I work with on some gnarly stuff to assist me. And so they did in their own ways. And the third person that I worked with is somebody who works with energies very differently than I do. And I've known him for lifetimes. And I'm shockingly comfortable with what he put in place for my protection system, which I'm experiencing very much like an isolation chamber. And for somebody who spends a lot of time alone anyway, and has spent a great deal of time in my life alone, and who grew up in a family where I could say that probably the degree of nurturing was benign neglect, which worked really well for me because I could just get on with things. I learned to be shockingly comfortable with benign neglect from people who said they loved me. So that's a theme that I've been working with my whole life, is how much I am willing to expect from other people without disappointing myself. And then I had to learn how to receive and how to be unconditional. And, you know, I just realized today somebody told me they were sending me a gift for Christmas and that I could open it up before Christmas if I wanted to start using it before Christmas. And I realized how shockingly comfortable I am in not receiving very many gifts in my life, because I've learned to see life as a gift. But that's a compensation for the fact that even as a kid, that just wasn't, and it wasn't that my parents were stingy or anything else. It's just, it wasn't part of the the wiring, it wasn't, it was that my husband was stingy, but it, that was also a part of his dynamic. And he's not that kind of a person anyway, so I wouldn't have expected it from him. And I knew him really well. And so gifts were not part of our marriage for 20 years. So gifts, when they come to me, when it's something material, I'm shockingly comfortable with receiving it for someone with the background that I've got. So, and I continue to get thrilled with, you know, just even a flower or, you know, a poem or somebody calling and saying, hi, I was thinking of you. To me, those are huge gifts in my life. And I'm shockingly comfortable when I get those. So, and that's not a hint for you to do that, by the way, that's just, the other thing, and I will say this, is that I'm shockingly comfortable with being all the time getting more and more courageous than I thought it was even possible for me to speak truth as I experience it and not really care whether the other people agree with it or not. And to seek opinions that are so far afield on so many different spectra. I think it's shocking. I'm shockingly comfortable with how able I am to go into so many different places, and I love it. Okay, so what occurred in the last half hour that has stimulated some thought about shockingly comfortable with? And just to let you know, I'd like to give credit where credit is due. This is a phrase that came out of one of the people that's on our VGEM 1.0 journey right now. And whilst I was working with her on step 8, integrate, she turned, or no, I think one of our group calls. Anyway, she used the term. And afterwards, I said to her, would you mind if we use this phrase somehow in the Mastery Project? Because I think this is great. And then the council came in when I was sitting with them for the theme for today. And they said, we'd like you to use that phrase. That's why we fished it out of the pond. So I'll give credit to her without naming her, because you don't know her yet. So thank you, so-and-so, for the inspiration for tonight's theme. So anything that has spurred you to think, let's use just a couple minutes, yeah? And we'll do the popcorn thing with people calling on each other again. Thank you. Who's next?
I'm not super clear on what the inquiry is for this.
The inquiry is anything that got stimulated or you found inspiring, and just 2 minutes on whatever that is. It's just kind of a reflection moment. Yeah, thank you. Who'd like to reflect on what you may have heard or may have said? Yes, Stella, thank you.
Well, I have to say, when Preeti was sharing what she was comfortable with, it's like, oh, yes, I'd like to check off some of those items too. And when a few other people, when Jeff was sharing his capacity to disconnect, it's like, yes, I'm shockingly comfortable with that too. So it's like, so what I, and some of the things you were sharing about benign neglect, it's like, and having low expectations about the people around you so you don't get disappointed, and seeing life as a gift, it's like, yep, shockingly comfortable with those things too. So I appreciate how in community, when we share these things, you know, sometimes we feel like, particularly for the less socially acceptable things, sometimes I know I feel like I'm the only one. And I'm really so grateful to see that there are a number of people who are shockingly comfortable with the same things I am, and who are also shockingly comfortable with things that I didn't say that I also feel. So that's awesome. And I appreciate, I can't quite remember who it was who said this, but I do appreciate that being in our mastery, I think it was Preeti, we can accept that other people are also masters on a masterful journey in whatever state of life they're in. And therefore, there's not something else I discovered this week. It's, and I wrote this to Diane, sometimes it frustrates me that the Grand Council doesn't provide all the answers, because it's like, you have all the answers. Why can't you just provide me with all of the answers? And so I'll finish my thought here. And then they don't provide the answer. They ask you to think about it, and they sort of give you minimal support so that you can find the answer on your own. And I feel like some of these things about being a master and recognizing that other people are also masters on masterful journeys is acknowledging that it's not our job to swoop in and rescue them or fix them or help them. It's our job to give them the minimal support necessary so that they can find their way and they can learn to cope with life's challenges on their own and grow their self-esteem. And we're just there saying, I believe in you. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
And who would be next? 2 minutes. Thanks, Sarah.
Well, some ideas came forward as to what I'm shockingly uncomfortable with. All my life, I've had a really fantastic body. And I've always thought it was never good enough. But now that I'm older, I look back at my fantastic body and think, oh, I wish I had that body now. So that's my way of appreciating my body. I'm shockingly uncomfortable with aging, and I'm shockingly comfortable with lasciviousness, like lewd jokes and sexual commentary, which I indulge in with my guy friends tremendously, because they can't believe that I'm saying those things. But I had the benefit of a mother who was good at it, so I got to learn through her. Thank you.
Well, not only was that efficient, it was funny for me anyway. Who's next, please? Jeff, thank you. No, Tammy, I see your hand. Go ahead, and then Jeff. Tammy, you'll need to, yeah, there we go.
I guess I'm,
well, nobody's coming on, so I guess I will.
No, Jeff, Tammy's on. You go after her, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm now shockingly uncomfortable with my benign neglect. Thank you. I feel like I've accepted too much. And to the point of disappointment. And so I find that very interesting that came up. And you know, I'm not used to receiving gifts and feel sometimes often quite uncomfortable about receiving gifts. I don't know how to like respond sometimes to say heartfelt thank you, because it's I've gone somewhere. So thank you for that. And I am gotten more comfortable with no sleep too, because I was up as well. My throat hurts from not sleeping. So thank you.
So, and this is kind of a quandary, I guess, but I'm comfortable with old habit patterns that I've tried to get rid of. But you know why you're comfortable with an old habit pattern? Because it's like an old friend. It's a comfort to you. And it's a real quandary when you think about it, because you work so hard to get out of that habit pattern, and then you find yourself just falling right back into it, because it's like, you know, your favorite blankie or a pillow, you know. It's a comfort, even though it shouldn't be. And like I said, it's a quandary, and I don't know how a person, you just keep working, trying to erase those memory pathways so that you don't have that anymore, but they're always there. So you're constantly always trying to get comfortable with what it is you want to be, not what you didn't want to be or used to be. So that's something I'm comfortable with, and it's, you know, it's really frustrating because it's so easy to fall back into those things. So, you know, there's a lot of things I'm uncomfortable with, but I guess one of the things I am comfortable with is because I've been on most all these phone hookups is that I've gotten a lot more comfortable with being able to express my thoughts and ideas and share with, you know, people, you know, I hardly knew before I got on the hookup, you know? So that's something I'm really thankful for is that I have that ability and comfort to be able to do that. On the other hand, I wish more men were involved so that we could share our ideas together, that I'm not the only man that's always sharing his ideas. It's nice to hear other guys' opinions too. So I guess that's what I have to share for now. So who would like to go next?
I'll go next. I just wanted to say I'll share okay. a little bit, and then I need to get off the call. So because I have a family situation going on here that I need to do. So anyway, but I just feel very grateful what each of you has shared. And I think what really touched me is what you were saying, Diane, about the life as a gift and realizing how the small things, you know, I mean, for me, I realized too, in my marriage, it wasn't the material things at all. I mean, the material things were kind of on the surface, but it was more, even with people in my life, the most important thing is the gift could be a gift of words. It could be the gift of someone remembering something that had meaning. It could be the gift of them giving me a tree. Like one of my friends gave me a tree. She planted a tree in my name, but she also gave me a tree for my house. And I mean, that meant so much to me. And what this whole meeting today has done is I really feel like my heart has opened so much more about what had meaning and what doesn't have meaning and what am I tolerating? You know, the amount of meaning, I guess, for me is so important. Like, you know, if it's more like that there is, I think it's almost like if I tolerate not enough meaning, you know, I mean, the depth of something that is so important. And if I tolerate that not being there, that was maybe in the past. And now it's more like being comfortable to say, wait a minute, pay attention to this. This is what really has meaning, soul and meaning. So, yeah. So thank you all. It's been really good to be with and much appreciation to all of you. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for making the time and the space in between everything that is going on for you to join us. So thank you very much for coming. Yeah, we'll see you hopefully in another week as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Thank you, Christine. Yeah. Who would like to go next? Yes, Preeti. Thank you.
What stood out for me is also that I'm shockingly, to what you said, Diane, I'm shockingly comfortable in receiving. Receiving has been a huge area that I've been working as part of my mastery. And I'm so glad I'm able to expand, open up myself to receive more. And I'm so grateful. When I have opened up for unconditional receiving, things just kind of shower on me, and that I'm able to take it all in whatever ways it's presented. And I'm aware of if there is any condition that I'm having that I'm filtering not to receive. So I'm shockingly comfortable with my level of receiving right now. And I'm shockingly comfortable with celebrating myself. I think that's kind of summing up everything. and I'm so blessed to be in that place to even appreciate celebrating myself, because that never existed. So that has been a long journey, and I could say that that's an absolutely the most rewarding journey I have ever taken in this lifetime, at least. I feel like in December, as we come, celebrations have taken to the next level, just wrapping down the year And also it's my birthday month, so I'm looking for opportunities to celebrate more and more on a daily basis. And I'm thrilled that I'm having that support to celebrate with me and celebrate each other and the relationships and the events and occasions and any whatever. Celebrate failures, that has been a thing. That we are even teaching our children. So when, you know, there are some failures, it's like, okay, let's celebrate, you know. And it's kind of creating a new new possibilities around for people around us. So, yeah, that's what has, that has come up. Anyone else left, I think? Over to you, Diane.
Well, thank you. I'm going to make an ask of you, Preeti. And would that be that you could set up a Zoom call to allow us to celebrate your birthday by celebrating that which we are celebrating? Would you set that up and invite
us? Absolutely.
And anybody else that you would like to invite?
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually planning for an inner child birthday party with
everyone. Fun. Oh.
I was going to send out celebrations. I think Stella, you kind of inspired me as part of your course. I think you did it and I was not able to join personally. I would love to do that. And I will send the note out in probably in the next 2 weeks. We can set a time. It was certainly in my plans. Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah, that would be so much fun to all of us celebrate what we celebrate with you celebrating and us celebrating you. That would really be cool. What is your birth date?
22nd.
Oh, that's close to Christmas. Did you often get shuffled into or did your family celebrate Christmas? Most people I know that have birthdays that are whose families do celebrate Christmas really get subsumed into the Christmas thing usually, and they're not very happy to have their birthdays then. And others are happy.
This year, it's after the winter solstice when all sorts of extremely important
amazing
things are happening on the 21st. So it's like even more. Age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
Here we come.
Yeah, we'll just dive into it together. All of our inner kids and then some. So before I share this is my share. Jeff, throw the blankie or the pair of shoes away. That's the best way to start a new habit. As long as they're there, you will pick them up and suck your thumb with the blankie and you'll put your feet in those old shoes that should have been gone a long, long time ago. That's the best way I know how at this stage in mastery, just to get on with the habits changing, because the comfort levels and the desire for the comfort doesn't go away. It's creating a new appreciation and a new comfort with something different that we're at as masters, not recreating the old grooves if they're not optimized, right? If it's just like everything else, you know, that's why it's so nice to be comfortably, shockingly comfortable with a habit that isn't really. I just had this, I advocated for masters the other day with somebody who was telling me that a master couldn't be a master unless their health was optimized. And I said, I call bullshit on that. Masters are masters with whatever stage of health they're in. And this person said, well, what if doctors and first responders felt that way? And I said, well, that's their mastery. That's not my mastery, or it's not even your mastery. I'm not going to adopt somebody else's optimization unless it's true for me, right? So this was really an important discussion tonight and a really important thinking about this. Like, what am I happy to be comfortably shocked about me? And what could I take note on about being comfortably, shockingly comfortable about this or that, right? So I think that's what I'm taking away and I want to thank everybody for is giving ourselves and each other the opportunity to look at the multifaceted aspects of mastery in this facet of that, whatever that is, comfort, discomfort, whatever it might be. And we are all, as far as I know, I don't think there's anybody in the community that has the mistaken notion that mastery means perfection beyond just the perfection of being who we are already. Hopefully not. If you do find that, please address it with somebody. Zara.
Just wanted to say about habits, one of my favorite ways to change my habits is to bring in something that I love. So with blankets and old shoes, it's like, get a new one, right? And then the old one, it naturally, like, it's less painful when there's something to replace it that's exciting and fun.
It's kind of like me. Megan and I are both doing a microbiome program right now. And I was advised, in fact, I was not just advised, I was told that I needed to take gluten out of my diet. So I, you know, I'm not a non-gluten person, and I'm becoming a non-gluten person. I'm finding all kinds of stuff that's palatable, kind of. And more of it was mental than it was actual, because a lot of the gluten products aren't really all that good either. I've gone back to taste them after having an alternative, and they're not that much better. So for me, it may be for other people, I can't say for others. That is a huge thing. I like my gluten, right? And so it's possible. And that goes to your point. Tammy, you were moving like you had something to say. You're just moving, just staying warm so you don't freeze in spot. Anybody else have some ideas? We've got a few more minutes. I would love to call the council in if you'd like to hear what they have to say about shockingly comfortable with. Okay, let's do that. I'm going to go off camera just to save bandwidth. You're welcome to do the same. I will set an 8-minute clock. So we have a minute to say we love each other. All right, let's breathe in, bring them in together. Well, we are indeed very pleased that all of you have fronted up to discuss something that initially may have been off-putting in some sort of ways, or may have been intriguing, or may have been confounding, or may have seemed odd in some other way. And how each of you has answered this is very instructive for the whole, not just for yourselves, also for those things and judgments that you encounter every day yourselves. We love the ideas that you are seeing everything and one as a part of you rather than apart from you. For indeed, everything, every animal, every plant, every experience, every individual, every act from something other than your own initiation, every experience, every thought that you think, everything that you read, every email someone sends you, all of those are opportunities for you to become shockingly uncomfortable all the way through to shockingly comfortable. And we would challenge all of you in your mastery that whilst you are continuing to consciously journey as a master on your masterful journeys, and all of them are wonderfully unique, and we are celebrating that every moment of every journey, it is important that you shake yourselves up from time to time. And why is that? Well, partially because those energies that you have mentioned just recently, Stella, coming at the end of this month onto it, will wreak havoc with people who have not been thinking about change for some time or for any time at all, and who have become so entrenched in the ways they think and perceive and believe and function, that they may or may not, it just depends on who they are and how they cope, they may have some hard times in the energies that are afoot. All of you will do better because, one, you are already consciously on your own mastery journey and thinking about things sometimes that are different than what you would otherwise think about, and perceiving that you, in a grouping of masters in this particular community, you're very different from each other. Not one of you is similar to the other in any particular ways, other than your own dedications and each other's dedications to assisting each other, as one of you said, to optimize for yourself, whatever your mastery is, to give the minimal, it was Stella, was it not, that that is our role modeling for you. Yes, we have answers, but they are not your answers, Estella. They are not your mastery that we would be talking to you about, giving you your answers. It would be some sort of a generic sort of thing we thought might work for you. And that is suboptimal, and that is not what our job is with all of you. Our job is to point you into optimized directions, resources, possibilities, and to love you and support you as much as you will allow us to do whilst you journey in those directions by your deciding, your being the decision makers, your optimizing. And we celebrate whatever you learn along the way. We celebrate whatever results you get, for they are better results than they would be had you not journeyed consciously. And that we can say without hesitation, with a high degree of possibility that it might be true. Now, in your world right now, there is very little truth. There are truths everywhere. Some T's, small T's, some capital T's, some people telling you they've got the truth and it only costs you $49.99 to experience it, or in three equal payments of $499.99, you too can have the answer to all of the issues that you have had in your life. And it will be shipped before Christmas if you buy it on Black Friday. You see, now that is the sort of thing that people who need answers about what is the truth and what is going to work for you are calibrating to. And so we are very pleased that you brought up that we do not often do that. We can be very instructive. Some of you have been told, please to write this book, please to think about this as the title, please to think about this relationship in this and that way so that you can see it differently than you would do without that filter, or without the filter that you have on now and a new one in its place. Or perhaps you would like to go get an overall physical. We have said this to people and they have found things that they were very glad that they took the time and trusted us to go and have a physical, because then they could ameliorate something already starting to deteriorate, or they found something that they wouldn't have known about otherwise that they were then able to take care of in advance of serious issues that would have undoubtedly arisen. So you see, there are many things for those of you who are on this rigorous conscious journey of mastery. Some of you on this call are on, very seldom do we need to tell you an answer. We point you in the direction of your knowing, and that is where your answers are. And we are always very pleased with whatever you decide to do, because it will take you into a whole new or a partially new part of your journey and your understanding of mastery. So until we have the pleasure and the honor of being with all of you, we would ask you to go with our blessings and love, and to stay tuned for even more topics that could be, in fact, quite edgy. We hope some will be easy and others will be challenging. And to stay tuned with each other, for there is a great deal of support and insight and resource that each and every one of you offers to the other. And so for now, we ask you now to decide what you are going to do with this recording, bearing in mind that there is the Christine and the Jeff who have not yet had their, oh, perhaps the Jeff is still with you, who have the Christine who did not make her desires known. So we will ask the Oracle or the Wayshower to check with her before the recording is posted, if that is what the group decides to do. So for now, our love and our gifts of whatever sort you take from us as gifts. Adieu. Well, the issue of gifts is coming up. That's interesting. Must be because it's the season of that. Yeah. Let's just talk about, is there anyone who does not want this recording posted on the website? Okay. Do you want it just sent? Okay, so we'll post it then, I guess. If Christine says not, Would you like to have it sent to you as a group only, you know, just us, if she says she prefers it not to be posted?
I found that I learned from everyone's sharing, so I'm thinking other people will as well.
I think so too. I'm very comfortable with this being posted. Yeah. I didn't know you could put a thumbs up. That's cool. Okay. Well, come off mic and say whatever we like to each other in the minute that's remaining, and then we will go.
Thank you for the gifts of sharing.
Thank you for the gifts of being. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for your gifts of vulnerability and heart truth. And I really love these Wednesday evenings of high play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so great that there's a community of people that we can gather with, even if the masculine is sorely underrepresented. Fortunately, there are some of us who carry both masculine and feminine energies, so we kind of balance it out a little bit. And what you're saying.
Yeah, and Jeff, you really do. You really are balanced as well. And then when Jonathan's with us, it's a nice balance as well. And Jim, he's tutoring right now. Otherwise, he'd be with us. So, you know, when people are able to join, I think increasingly. And please invite friends if you've got even one friend in that whole state of yours, or from another state, or from another planet. You know, invite him to come. This is open to people. They don't have to be. You know, they don't have to have gone on the journeys to come to the Wednesday nights. So all of you are welcome to invite people. Yeah, so it's fun.
I'm just grateful I don't have to get up at 5:30 in the morning. Oh,
yeah. Me too. Okay. Well, speaking of that, I will see some of you at 6 in the morning tomorrow. So, okay. Lots and lots and lots of love. And thank you for fronting up. Thank you for being who you are, and blessings until we meet again. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye for now.